It's a Slick Sin and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, in America it's Parshas Naso, in Eretz Yisrael it's Parshas Baaloscha. So we're going to have to get all the listeners, the ones in Israel, the ones in America, and we're going to ask a couple of questions from Parshas Naso, a couple of questions in Parshas Baaloscha, and then we're going to come out with that major Yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chafalf, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Hashem speaks to Moshe, Naso es Rosh B'nei Gershon, go and take accounting of B'nei Gershon, Gam Heim, Lebeis Avosam, Lemishchosam. As we know, in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, we go through the counting, and we spoke about when we had Parshas Bamidbar, when all of Klal Yisrael was together at that point. Now, okay, you know, next week, it will be a little Chazara for America with Baaloscha. You know, we'll all be together, Baruch Hashem. We'll get all together very soon. But in Bamidbar, we spoke about the beauty of counting. How you're not really allowed to count someone, but there's this idea of, because Hashem loves us, every single person is an individual. And the Torah goes on, talks about the different tribes, B'nai Gershon, B'nai Kahas, B'nai Merari. Very fascinating. But again, there's a lot of stuff in Parshas Naso. Last week we spoke about Shavuos, because it was Shavuos last week. That was a good common theme. But also we spoke about the Nazir. It's very interesting. One of the first questions that Rav Herschel Schachter asks on his Bechina, he says, can a woman become a Nazira? And the answer is yes. If you look right in the Torah, it says that a woman can become a Nazira. A person usually thinks, oh, a man is a Nazir. But a woman also become a Nazira. I guess the long hair thing's a little easier for her. But maybe we'll talk about the Nazir. But one thing that I really want to talk about, which we did not speak about last week, is the idea of Birchas Kohanim. Now, Birchas Kohanim is very dear to me because Baruch Hashem, my father, and my grandfather, and my great-great-grandfather, all the way back, didn't sin in Chet HaEgel. We all know the famous story that the great Chofetz Chaim, or Shomer Kagan, who was a Kohen, turned to Rav Shimon Schwab, who was the Rav of Breuers, right, one of the Gedolim, Rav Shimon Schwab, and he said, you know, I'm a Kohen because my ancestors didn't mess up. You're not a Kohen because your ancestors did mess up. Again, you have to know, understand that whole story. The Chofetz Chaim was a Tzadik Nifla. But again, he was just trying to show that his ancestors didn't mess up. So Baruch Hashem, my ancestors didn't mess up either. Not saying other people's did, but maybe they did. But it's okay because everyone makes mistakes and everyone can learn from their mistakes. However, the Torah tells us, as I say every morning, it's very interesting, because Rav Yosef Cairo tried getting it back. Sfardim do say it every day, even in America. But he tried getting it back, and it was not matzliach. But in Eretz Yisrael, we say Berachas Kohanim every day. And the Torah tells us, Perek Vav, Pasachov, Dalad, Yiverecha, Hashem, Yishverecha, that may Hashem bless you, and He should guard you, Yair Hashem, Panav Elecha, Vichunecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show His countenance towards you, and you should have grace, Yisah Hashem, Panav Elecha, V'yasim Lecha Shalom. May Hashem lift His countenance towards you, and He should make peace upon you. And it's very interesting because if you look in the Berachas Kohanim, it's called Bracha Mishuleshes. It's a three type of brachas going on with Berachas Kohanim. However, Mordechai Willig, in the beginning of his Sefer, Am Mordechai, he asks the obvious question. It's not really three brachas. It's really six. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. May Hashem bless you v'yishmerecha. And He should also guard you. Yair Hashem panav ilecha. Hashem should show His countenance, He should be happy towards you. V'yichuneka. That's three and four. Yisah Hashem panav ilecha. Yasim lecha shalom. So I don't get it. Is it three or six? Not only that, so Baruch Hashem HaZoicha many times to see Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. Once took my shir and got a bechina from him when I was Rebbe in Or Yishalayim. And it was very interesting because I once got a big psak from a very Adam Gadol, Adam Chashev, in America. And I said, listen, if my davening is going a little longer, and I'm in Eretz Yisrael, can I still daven, or should I rush my tefillah? So he said that, it's okay, you can stay davening, there's other Kohanim there, it's okay, but still, it bothered me a little. So one time, I think it must have been around 13, 14 years ago, I had time with Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, and I asked him this question. I said, should I speed up my davening in chakras or not. First, he's very, because all the Gedolim are very sharp. They learn Gemara all day. And he was the Gadol Hador. And he said to me, why is it taking you so long to daven? I said, it's a good question. Right? They say the following story, that a guy, all of a sudden, he feels that someone's pounding him in the chest. And then he realizes that he's in the Salach Lanu. Right? Because, again, everyone, you think about everything. You think about all the missed phone calls. That's why if you have your phone on and it starts beeping, you're like, oh my God. And then you find that it was a telemarketer, right? We all understand when that happens. But in Shmona Esrei, we're all thinking about everything. Right? We get sidetracked. Our minds are always racing. However, I asked Rav Chaim, should I speed up my davening? So he said, maybe you should. Shouldn't daven so long. I said, okay, well, let's say I do. So he said, yes, speed it up. And the question that I want to ask, again, I didn't take it the next step, but why did he say, why do I think he said that to me? I think it's the essence of Berachos Kohanim. Question two. Again, there's so many things in Parshas Naso. We spoke last week about the Nazir, about the Sota, about all the different things. But it's very interesting. When it's talking about B'nai Kahat, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tet, it says, U'B'nai Kahat lo natan ki avodas ha-koyash aleihem b'katef yisau. And the sons of Kahat, he did not give because the service was them. They were supposed to carry on their shoulder the Mizbeach. And we all know that David HaMelech made a big mistake. And when he was fighting the war against the Plishtim, we know that he took, when he got the Mizbeach back, he put it on a wagon. That's usher. You have to put it on your shoulder. And the Gemara tells us, you know what his sin was? The Gemara tells us in Sota, very fasting, all Berachos caught him. You know, Daf Yomi finished Sota not so long ago. And all Berachos caught him is in Sota. But this Gemara is also in Sota. The Gemara tells us in Sota, Daf Lamed Hey, that one of the sins that David HaMelech did was he called Torah Zimra. It's found in Kuf Yud Tes, Pasuk Nun Dalet, found in Tehillim, Pisams, right, very interesting, Pisams, really Psalms, but Pisams, Pete, right? So, the question is, ask the Vilna Gaon, I don't get it. We know the Torah, it's found in Dvarim, Laman Aleph, Pasuk Tes, it refers to the Torah as a Shira. And the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet, says it's a Shira, he should be singing the Torah. So David HaMelech was punished because he put it on the wagon. He was supposed to carry it. And not only that, he called it a Zimra. Ask the Vilna Gaon, I don't get it. What is the difference? Why is, if it's called a Zimra, that's a punishment, but if it's called a Shira, the Torah calls the Torah a Shira, so then that's a good thing. Ask the Vilna Gaon, what's the difference? Question three. This is a very dear Dvar Torah to me. I actually, all Dvar Torahs are amazing, but I actually wrote a paper on this idea. And it's very dear to me. It's very dear to me also because Rav Moshe Feinstein asked an amazing question. And my grandfather, Chaim Zev Bamzer Zatzal, had a very close relationship. He got smicha from Rav Moshe. He's told me many stories with him and Rav Moshe. And the family knows the stories. He was once at a good convention and he was speaking. And Rav Moshe Feinstein was there, imagine speaking in front of the Gadol Hador. And he went over to Rav Moshe and he said, you know, Rosh Hashiva, you know, I have a real big Yetzirah. So he said, no, what's the Yetzirah? He said, I want to get smicha by you. So he said, why is that Yetzirah? It's the Yetzirah Tov. And my grandfather, he went and he learned all Vigor's Moshe, and he was holding all of it, and he went to Rav Moshe, and for hours and hours he sat with Rav Moshe, talking about all his tshuvas, and going through Sugyas and Shas, and Baruch Hashem, he developed a real relationship, a real close relationship. And Rav Moshe finds he has the following question. It says in the beginning, Baal Oscha, in Eretz Yisrael, Baal Oscha, it says in Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Hashem speaks to Moshe, Dabera Aaron v'amarte lo ba'aloscha es haneros. Ba'aloscha es haneros, says Rashi. Ba'aloscha, so he's about the first Rashi's. Al shem shalav ole, kosu ba'aloscha lashon aliyah. Why is it called ba'aloscha? Because it's rising. Then Rashi says, va'odar sh'rabaseinu, shemala ha'isa lefnei ha'menorah. There was a step in front of the menorah, shaleh ha'kohen omeinu meitim. The Kohen would step, and he would light it. Now, we know the menorah was only 18 tefachim. It's not so big. But nevertheless, the Kohen would go on a little stool, and he would... So comes along Mizrahi, and Mizrahi says, these two understandings are totally different. One is Baal Oscha, that you light the candle, and it'll go by itself, the flame will go by itself. And the other one is you take a ramp, aliyah, like a step, and then you go into the menorah, and the Kohen lights it. And Mizrahi comes along and says they are working within each other. And as for Moshe Feinstein, I don't get it. They're not working with each other at all. How are they working? They're opposite. They're not the same pshat. So Seder Moshe, what is pshat in Mizrahi? So we'll just cross over quickly. Question one. The idea of Birchas Kohanim. It shouldn't be three brachas. It's really six. And furthermore, Hakam Avraham Kanevsky told me that I should rush my Shmona Esrei in chakras to make Birchas Kohanim. Furthermore, we'll ask another, just threw one in, we call it 1C, is why the Kohanim's hands lifted up. Right? We know the Kohanim's hands are lifted up. It has to be covered by a talis, but why are his hands specifically lifted up? Question two was that David HaMelech made a mistake. He put it, this week's Parsha Noso in America, you're supposed to put it on your shoulder like a hat, and he put it on the wagon, and he called Torah a Zimra. He asked the Lagon, why a Zimra? It should be called a Shira. What's the difference between Zimra and Shira? And lastly, Moshe Feinstein Shaila is, how can it be Baloscha talking about the flame going up is the same thing as the step going in? So the Yisod is like this. Says Ramesha, amazing Yisod. Ramesha says that if a person wants to build themselves, and we all, we're in this world for greatness, we're in this world, which we talk about all the time, we're in this world to get close to Hashem, because Hashem believes us, believes in us, that's why He put us in this world. He didn't need to put us in this world. He believes in us, and He wants us to accomplish. He wants the kivshuha. He wants us to conquer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I want you to be overflowing. I want you to realize how great you are. Says Ramesha Gevaldik. Ramesha says, you know what? A person needs to step. Take a little step. Take the candle. And then step into it. And then clean it out. Clean out the menorah. And when you clean it out, you look deep. It's only 18 tefachim. You don't have to go so deep. You look down. And you try to work on your character traits. Because no one's born perfect. If you think you're born perfect, then you got a lot of problems. And your children will tell you you're not perfect. Your spouse will tell you you're not perfect. Your parents will tell you you're not perfect. But a person, no one's born perfect. Because if they're born perfect, then they're not in this world. As Rasul Salanter says, that it's harder to learn all of, it's harder to change one midah than finish all of Shas. And we know it's not easy to learn Shas 7.5 years to do Daf Yomi. It's not easy at all. But to change one character trait, it's so hard, because we're people of nature and it's hard for us to change. But says Ramesha, if a person looks deep and he works on himself, then eventually the candle's going to go up. The little flame that's going to spark and it's going to illuminate the world. A little candle has the ability, such a little darkness, one little candle, it illuminates the whole world. Says Ramesha, that's what our tafkid is. Our whole purpose is to illuminate the world, but the only way you're going to illuminate the world is if you look inside yourself and you work on yourself and you build yourself and you say, I can do it. You know, Berachas Kohanim is very, very precious to me. When I was a little boy, I used to always scream the Berachas Kohanim. I just remember going up. My father is definitely smiling right now. He's not here, but he's smiling. He's listening to this. He'll tell me if he is or not. I used to go up, and I'm very loud, as we know. Anyone's heard me speak. I'm a loud person. And I used to scream Duchening, but I was a little boy. I was in Bar Mitzvah. So my father used to have to step on my feet. He used to step on my feet so I could be quiet. It's funny, because during Corona, when the whole world is crazy, you know, when we look back, we're like, oh my God, we forgot about Corona already. It's a couple years already, 3 years. And right, the world, yeah, I mean, Zoom got into the world. Baruch Hashem, Zoom is such a helpful tool. But when I was in Corona, I was the only Kohen on my block. So I was duchening. And I remember my son, Lev Chaim Zev, he was three, and he loved going under my talus. And I remember one time, he was stepping on my feet. I was thinking a little deja vu when I was a little kid. And he made me laugh a couple of times. It's not good, you know. You're giving a bracha to all the people in the block, and right. So Berachas Kohanim is very precious to me. It's precious to me. And says Rav Willig, beautiful idea, right? Rav Willig, one of the shivas of YU. He says beautiful that it's not six; it's three. Why? Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. I'm going to give you blessing. I'm going to give you parnasa. I'm going to make blessing for you, vishmerecha, and you need to guard it. How are you going to use it? I'm going to give you wealth. Are you really going to give 10% to staka? Or are you just going to not give it? I'm giving you wealth. Now, what are you doing with it? So it's not one, it's not two brachas, it's one. Yivarech Hashem Yishmecha. Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha. I'm going to give countenance to you. I'm going to look toward Vichuneka. Find favor. Do it for me, the relationship with me. Yisrael Hashem Panav Elecha V'yasein Lecha Shalom. Shalom is so important. The Mishnah at the end of Uksin say that without Shalom, nothing would stand. That's why in Parshas Naso, the Gemara tells us in Sota that Hashem is ready to take His name and have it erased for Shalom. Without Shalom, you have nothing. People are broken because there's no Shalom. But in every tefillah, in Kaddish, in Kedusha, in the end of Shmona Esrei, it's all about Shalom. Because if you don't have peace, you have nothing. And that's what Birchas Kohanim. Why are you raising your hands? There's like a fascinating Gemara in Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, they're out to war. Moshe Rabbeinu would lift up his hands. And the question is, why is he lifting up his hands? We know also the Kruvim, the Midrashim, the Gemara is talking about the Kruvim. And when Klal Yisrael was getting together, the hands of the Kruvim on the Mizbeach were up. Why is it? Because we reach out to Hashem. Because you just aspire for greatness. But Shalom is so important. I think this is why Reb Chaim Kineyansky told me to rush my tefillah. So one, the conversation was going on, and I said, you know, trying to show up in front of Reb Chaim Zatzal, you know, Reb Chaim Salvechik says, Birchas Kohanim is D'Oraisa, maybe tefillah is D'Rabbanan, so maybe I need to say, and Reb Chaim was masking to that. But I think it's even deeper than that, because the whole idea of Birchas Kohanim is talking about all levels. Gashmias, Ruchnias, to use a person's wealth for Ruchnias, to bring the Torah. We know right after when we say the bracha of a Birchas HaTorah, we go and we say Psukim, we say Vircha Hashem Yishmerecha. And I saw in Rosh Weiss's Sefer, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, he says, why? Why is there those Psukim? There's so many Psukim in the Torah. I understand, tell me the Mishnayos, that in that Torah has no Shir and you need to learn Torah. But why specifically Birchas Kohanim? So says Rav Asher, why it's beautiful, is because this idea that we're saying now, because Birchas Kohanim represents everything. Ruchni is spirituality, Gashmi is physicality, but channeling it to Hashem is all found in the brachas of Birchas Kohanim. And so beautiful in Fran Sefer, he answers up the second question we asked. Bekatef Yisu. That David HaMelech messed up. Right? David HaMelech lived a hard life. He lived a very hard life. Okay, the Gemara is explaining. Suvis, Gemara is throughout Shas. Did he do Averis? Did he not? You can't say he sinned. And we don't fully understand. David HaMelech was running away, right, from his father-in-law. And his son wanted to kill him. He had a hard life. Tehillim is all about, right, when a person, Chas V'Shalom, someone's sick, or we need Davin for Yeshua, we all say Tehillim because David HaMelech, He was the creator of the Tehillim because he realized that it's all about Hashem. But David HaMelech made a mistake because he called Torah Zimra. But what do you mean, asked the Vilna Gaon? It should be a Shira. What's the difference? So says the Vilna Gaon, beautiful, that it's Zimra, something fixed, right? We sing Zimiros on Shabbos. It's fixed. We have the words. It's fixed. It's beautiful. Everyone should sing Zimiros on Shabbos. Got to bring the Kedusha, beautiful songs. Got to sing. But Shira is a spontaneous. It can't really be channeled into words. Obviously, there is a words, but it's more than just the words. We know when we hear music, it touches the soul. That's why it's so important that you hear good music, because it could mess up the soul also. But when we get inspired from music, from a kumzitz, because it hits the heart. But Torah is a shira, Torah is a song that we could reach out to Hashem. But it's not so tangible. It's infinite. Torah is infinite. We don't fully get it. Wow, Hashem's given us this present, the present of Torah. And it's kind of beyond us, but when we connect to it, we feel like, wow, Hashem is talking to us. So I think this is the yesod. All these three things that come together. On the one hand, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, we have to look inside, we have to build ourselves, we have to realize that we have to look, change our character traits little by little, realize that we have to work on things. We don't realize we have to work on things, and that's problem number one. We need to realize we have to work on things and better ourselves. And then that little candle, right? My uncle always quotes, especially my grandfather, Ve'emidu talmidim harbeim. Emidu, stand. You know, one of the greatest moments, I've been teaching for a couple of years, many years. One of the greatest moments was when I was teaching and I had to go to America to recruit. And I gave my Bachram of Bechina a test. And the person that was with me, my Shoal Meshiv, the person that worked together, told me it was the most amazing thing. Why was it so amazing? Because you were gone and they still were learning like crazy. And it was amazing because that's Ve'emidu. Stand on your own feet. Right? What do we want our children, our grandchildren? What do we want? Ve'emidu. That they're able to make the right choices. They're able to, they have choice. Everyone has choice in front of them. But they're able to stand on their own feet. Ve'emidu talmidim harbe. Maybe a person's not going to be a teacher. Not everyone's a teacher, but we all are teachers. Because everyone's learning from us. Everyone's being affected by us. Our children, our grandchildren, people that see us on the street and they say, Ashreicha Yisrael, wow, look at these Jewish people. The light unto the nations. So that's step one. Step two is realize all the brachas Hashem's given us. Reach out. The Kohanim reach their hands up. Why? Because they're reaching out. They keep on going for more, aspiring for greatness. And we have to realize that Torah is a shira, a spontaneous song, that we're able to tap into the spirituality. It's not, it's infinite. It's not just words. It's a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I think if we take these ideas, Parshas Naso, Baloscha on Eretz Yisrael, and we realize, wow, we could connect to Hashem. Wow, He's given us so much. If a person just keeps on going further, sees how much he's done and keeps on going further, Be'ezras Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.